Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 11th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 42 years ago, today in 1982, Steven Spielberg's E.T. the Extraterrestrial premiered in theaters to much critical acclaim. The film became the highest-grossing film of all time, surpassing Star Wars, and held this record until 1993, when Spielberg's own Jurassic Park surpassed it. E.T. is considered one of the greatest films ever made. It received 9 Academy Award nominations, winning 4, including Best Original Score and Best Visual Effects. The film was re-released in 1985, 2002. In 1994, it was added to the U.S. National Film Registry. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the Surf Report. Expect a playful mix of swells on Tuesday, with average breaks offering waist-to-chest-high waves, and South County standouts pushing upwards of head-high. Light and variable wind is expected in the mornings, with onshore wind trending up later in the day. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair in the morning at 3-plus feet before 9 a.m. And the afternoon will be choppy, but we might get a rideable sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 1-foot outgoing tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 5 mile per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be 0 foot just after 8 a.m., with a 4-foot high tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 62 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:56 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for a cloudy morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 69 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with a low around 60. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 71 and light southwest wind becoming west 5 to 10 mile per hour in the morning. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 71. Friday will be mostly cloudy in the morning, clearing up to sunny with a high near 69. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the 2024 San Diego County Fair at the Del Mar Fairgrounds kicks off tomorrow, running from June 12th to July 7th with a Let's Go Retro theme. The fair features carnival rides, concerts, exhibits, and unique foods like disco pop shake and spam fries. Admission varies by day with discounts available online. Special events include an Asian and Pacific Islander festival, Gospel Day, and a Native American powwow. For more details, visit the San Diego County Fair website. Now on to sports. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever are finding their rhythm after a tough start to the season. In a recent game against the Washington Mystics, Clark dazzled with 5 consecutive three-pointers, finishing with 30 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Despite early struggles and intense media scrutiny, the Fever are learning to navigate the pressures and improve their gameplay. As Clark continues to shine, Indiana hopes this marks a turning point for a more successful season. Last night in local sports, the Padres at home beat the Athletics 6-1. And tonight, they're back at it for Game 2 of the 3-game series. In top news, Dr. Paul Tierstein of Scripps Clinic is the first in Southern California to use a drug-coated balloon to clear a clogged stent in a heart vessel. The procedure, performed at Scripps Memorial Hospital, utilizes the AGENT drug-coated balloon from Boston Scientific, which was recently approved by the FDA. This innovative treatment targets in-stent restenosis, offering a new option that reduces the need for repeat procedures and subsequent heart attacks by 50%, significantly benefiting patients with recurrent coronary artery disease. In business news, risky startups like Aptera Motors and Boxable are leveraging crowdfunding and digital marketing to raise millions from novice investors. Aptera, promising solar cars, and Boxable, touting tiny houses, have raised $170 million collectively. However, both have struggled with production and transparency. The SEC's Regulation A exemption, designed to help smaller companies, has enabled these startups to attract significant funding despite limited oversight, leading to potential risks for inexperienced investors who often receive less transparency and fewer rights compared to professional financiers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,000. Ethereum is $3,500. And Solana is $154. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Supercapacitors, which combine battery design with capacitor physics, could soon surpass batteries in power efficiency. Unlike batteries, which deteriorate over time due to chemical reactions, supercapacitors store energy on the surface, preventing wear. New research by Ankur Gupta from the University of Colorado Boulder introduces a model to study supercapacitors more effectively, simulating thousands of charge-storing pores quickly. This advancement aims to enhance supercapacitor design, potentially revolutionizing energy storage with faster, more efficient energy release, ultimately improving the performance of devices from mobile phones to electric cars. And in entertainment news, Ryan Steele, Young Thug's lead attorney, was held in contempt and taken into custody after accusing Judge Uriel Glanville and prosecutors of an improper meeting with a key witness. Steele claimed the meeting with witness Kenneth Copeland involved coercion. The judge demanded Steele reveal his source for this information, and upon refusal, sentenced him to 20 days in jail to be served on weekends. The trial, already the longest in Georgia history, continues amidst these dramatic legal disputes. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the award-winning director of E.T., Steven Spielberg. And he said, "Remember, science fiction's always been the kind of first-level alert to think about things to come. It's easier for an audience to take warnings from sci-fi without feeling that we're preaching to them. Every science fiction movie I've ever seen, anyone that's worth its weight in celluloid, warns us about things that ultimately come true. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.